Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president of Minnesota's Golf Association is with us here this morning, and that is a good friend of mine, Tom Smith from Brackets Crossing. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Hard to complain sitting out here at the 3M Open, day two, and the weather, Tom, is about what you'd want for golf. What are your thoughts on this golf course? You know it.
Well, you know, I have not played the golf course since they've done all the work out there, but always enjoyed it. It's a fun golf course to play. I know those pros are so doggone good they could just score like mad, but it's a great golf course to have a fun round on, and I know they made it tougher, although the scores yesterday didn't look like it.
Tom, as president of Minnesota's Golf Association, one of the really cool things that I know you're doing is with our youth and the MGA Youth on the Course program. Can you tell us about this? It's pretty phenomenal.
Yes, I can. Obviously, one of the biggest priorities we have is growing the game, and the best way to do that is through our youth. We partner with many golf courses around Minnesota to provide rounds of golf to juniors, and really at very low cost, $5.
Wow!
They have to join the Youth on Course program, which is not expensive. And after they have that, they can go out and play these golf courses at $5, and then the MGA will reimburse the golf courses for the difference between the $5 and the normal junior rate, whatever they would charge. So it's a great opportunity for these kids to get out and actually play the game.
Yeah, that's a wonderful opportunity. The other part I would ask you about is I know that the MGA Board of Directors has been discussing the MGA Foundation and maybe changing that up a little bit.
Yes, well, the program, fortunately, this is a wonderful problem to have, but it is growing so fast that we have to look for other ways to be able to fund this this program and many other things that we'd like to do as well. But we're right now putting together the, I guess you'd call it the nuts and bolts and of the program to get this new or I should say. Enlarged foundation up and running so that we can fund this program and not worry going through the current method we have of using some of the revenue that is raised by selling license plates, golf license plates, which is great, but it certainly isn't something that we want to rely on going forward.
Yeah, and golfers, I think, want to donate to something like this, so that's kind of an inspiration, I would assume. All by itself. And there's another thing I want to bring up that, of course, and I know full well that no one's more appreciative than you are, but the MGA does, and you've played in these things, but there's a lot of championships and qualifiers throughout the season that go on that you guys are responsible for and put together, and that's a lot of effort.
Well, absolutely. It starts in May and runs right through, you know, virtually to October, and our staff is busy working at that and does a great job of putting those on throughout the summer. We've had several already. We have our state amateur coming up on the 15th, and the women's state amateur is coming up, I believe, on the 23rd. So these are being played throughout the month and throughout the summer. And with the core of volunteers we have, as well as a great staff, we're able to put these on and provide great competitions for Minnesota golfers.
Yeah, in the midst of all of this, we kind of lose focus as golfers sometimes on the people that are maintaining those golf courses for us, and I know that you love the work these superintendents do, and I know that you and many others in your position do not take superintendents for granted.
Well, you're absolutely right. Without them, I don't know where we'd be, And this last winter has been challenging for them. There was many golf courses that suffered some turf loss, and those guys and gals have been working, 7 days a week, long hours, getting the courses in as good a shape as they can be. And in most cases, it's been they've come along very nicely. And yeah, we you're absolutely right, Dave. Those folks deserve all of our gratitude.
Well, Tom, I appreciate taking the time this morning, but as president of the Minnesota Golf Association, there's a lot of things going on, and for just all of us average golfers, want to say thank you for all the work and the volunteer work all you people put together and leading the charge, Tom. I can't think of a better person to do that.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate your support and everybody's support for the MGA.
Tom, thank you. Have a great holiday weekend.
You as well.
He is Tom Smith. He is the president of Minnesota Golf Association and also with Brackets Crossing, where he's done an unbelievable job out there. That golf course has absolutely turned into a spectacular facility. So our thanks to Tom for joining us here at the 3M Open, the inaugural 3M Open, where right now the leader is Piercy, and he'll tee off here this morning in about 13 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.